Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for your introduction. Good afternoon to everybody. I hope you are having a nice day. I would just like to briefly report on what GWP has been collaborating with UNEC. We have been collaborating on its number of work streams. First of all, I would like to highlight our massive open online course on transboundary freshwater security that we have developed as part of GUF IWLearn. UNECE was the main partner that actually particularly coordinated the module on the finance, which there will be a workshop on in December, and also a number of lectures and including on international water law. We are very much looking forward to actually collaborating with UNEC and the partners on actually implementation of the MOOC. Now we launched this in the 31st of August, 1 month ago. We already have more than 1,000 people registered to this MOOC. So it's been quite high interest. And I really hope that this will help all of you in building your capacity on this area. Please see on this screen, you can see where you can sign up for the MOOC. So that was one of the major key things that we've achieved this year. We've been working on hand in hand with UNEC on also promoting the convention in various parts of the world, including Africa, Middle East, and also in Latin America regions. And in some areas, a much more concrete collaboration is going on. I think it's been already reported by the Secretariat on the previous item. We've been also taking part in the working group on the Nexus, which was also reported particularly by our colleagues from GWP Mediterranean, and now contributing to the Nexus synthesis report, bringing experience from our regions globally, particularly Africa and Mediterranean, where we have a wide range of activities. I'm also happy to report that GWP has been collaborated with on the SDG 6.5.2 reporting exercise together with UNEC and UNESCO. GWP has been a key partner in the regional workshop for countries in the Asia region that just took place very recently. Also with the MENA region, Central America regional, and South America and Central Africa, all of these regional workshops we've collaborated together with the custodian agency. And actually, GWP has been globally supporting the reporting processes of SDG 6.5.1, which also have a reporting on transboundary indicators. And we've supported in 60 countries of the reporting together, UNEP. And in every time, we also encourage linkages between 6.5.1 and 2, and try to also build the capacity of both focal points. Specifically in Congo, Laos, PDR, Cambodia, Malaysia, in many some other countries, we have also supported directly on the 6.5.2 reporting process. We have also in July, as Mr. Kovac, Peter has reported earlier on this transboundary agreement workshop in July. We are very happy to provide and also provide input support, and particularly to make this workshop a very interactive one. And I think it was a success as one of the first virtual workshops that we collaborated with UNEC. And then also, yes. And also, I think tomorrow there will be a task force on water and climate event, which also GWP is co-convening. And we are very much committed to this topic. As you know, the fostering transboundary cooperation, water cooperation, is one of the three key strategic priorities of the GWP for our current strategy that is running through 2025. And we are very much committed to promote this and to really support the countries globally and to collaborate with various partners, including the UNECE Secretariat and many other partners. So looking forward to more and more exciting collaboration. Thank you very much.
Yeah.